Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Hang tonight, Bookman. Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Here I am.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, buddy. Is this thing on?
Is this on?
Testies.
Well, this is 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Hi. Welcome to this fine program.
You all right over there, BJ?
I'm not sure yet. I'll get back to you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm gonna check back with you, see how I'm doing. I think I'm gonna make it.
Oh, good.
Whew, we're concerned.
I was a little concerned myself.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna do this. Our first story involves Chris Rock, who was offered a part on The Sopranos, but he turned it down.
And it's so funny you bring this up because I'm thinking after we have some shows that we're watching, but I keep thinking about going back to The Sopranos because I never watched it from beginning to end.
Oh.
And I might not want to watch it all the way to the end because I know the last season or so was not as awesome as it once was, but I kind of want to watch the first few seasons because it was so well loved and regarded, and I never really watched every episode. So, and I feel like my wife probably has never seen a single episode, so it could be a fun watch together.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what she thinks of it.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of family dynamics in there, and also, a lot of mental health stuff. So that's the other thing that I think a lot of people forget about that really, for the first time ever that I knew, a show like that, the dude's in therapy. And that's the funny thing about the program is like, wow, a mob boss in therapy. You know, what a great idea.
And I just want to see them whack people, man. I don't care if he's got problems mentally.
Well, but that's the thing though. He's whacking people. And then he's going to go talk about it.
Hey, yo.
And whack Tony the face.
And then he goes to the Bada Bing, which is always fun.
Oh, the Bada Bing is always fun.
That's my kind of mental health.
All right. Well, you know what? You and your wife should find different things to like about the show. There's plenty for you, Mr. Bada Bing. That's for sure.
So Chris Rock was offered a chance to be on The Sopranos?
Yeah. And he turned the role down. And here he is explaining why.
Years ago when I was on, I had my own show on HBO. It was at the height of The Sopranos, and I got a couple of offers to be on The Sopranos. I was like, I like it too much. I don't want to spoil it.
It's wicked in that. So, it's wicked in that.
It's like, they want me? Get out of here.
Get out of here. And the thing is, he probably would have done a good job, though, because he's played a mob dude in the latest season of Fargo.
Oh, I was like, I didn't even know he was in Fargo.
Yeah, the latest season in Fargo. I think it always jumps back to sometime before us. So I forget if it was the 50s, I think, or 40s or 50s is when this was focused on. And Chris Rock, yeah, he at this point, gangs were segregated by ethnicity. You had the Italian gangs, the Irish gangs, and of course, he was part of the African American. He was leading the African American gang. And he did a good job. So I think he undersold himself. I think he probably would have been good. On The Sopranos.
How great is it to be Chris Rock that, you have such a great career, you're doing really well that, because most actors are going to jump at any opportunity to be in anything. They don't care if they're going to destroy the show or ruin it or anything along those lines. But he's like, I'm doing good financially. I don't want to mess this show up. I like it too much.
That is funny.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool that he's just like, I don't need the paycheck. And it's probably best that I just don't do it.
You know, it also could have been, too, that when he means he messes the show up, is maybe he wouldn't enjoy it anymore if he was too nervous about it.
Or he gets a peek behind the curtain and maybe he won't sometimes when you don't want to see the sausage being made.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you want to enjoy a show and not have to, just let me have the magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, so good for Chris Rock.
Good for Chris Rock.
I mean, seriously, you know, also good for the dude that his career is, he's like, I'm doing okay. You know
I don't
what I
need
mean?
That in my life.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that, you know, you can get offered roles and turn them down. I mean, how many actors for so many years are just, you know, casting call, hoping for the call. He gets a couple of calls. Yeah, I don't need it.
I'm trying to think of what role I would love. Like, they... from an iconic show. I think I would be Breaking Bad. I think I'd be want to be one of the meth heads in that house with Pinkman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't want to be on a show like a lot. Like that seems like too much responsibility.
You'd be a good Heisenberg stand-in.
Oh, thanks. Is it because I'm bald?
Maybe.
I'm sick of the body shaming on this show.
I mean, you don't wear yellow that much, so that yeah. can't be that.
Yellow's
reason.
Not flattering on me, yeah, so I can't yellow. Be Heisenberg.
And I feel like that facial hair just would not suit
no,
you.
No.
Oh, man. Please grow a goatee like that, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. Please. Okay, Rev.
We need evil Steve.
Let's get him a hat, right? What kind of, what do you have, a derby? What did he have? I can't forget. What kind of hat did he wear?
No, I don't wear those stupid hats. I'm not getting facial hair because both of those things will lead to no loving from Mrs. Steve. Aww. So unless you guys are going to step it up and help me out on certain things, no, wow. I'm turning you down.
Whoa.
And it's called a pork Rev. Pie hat.
It's called a who hat?
Pork pie hat.
Right, your wife would love the pork pie.
No, I'm telling you, she doesn't if I have facial hair.
Okay, but if you were getting the Breaking Bad money.
Oh, then no yeah, problem.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, and plus, you have to be filming for like 3 months.
Yeah, write it out for a season and then
ride
me out.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, then.
All right. So I got Breaking Bad. What about you, BJ?
Star
Wars? I mean, Star Trek.
No. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, exactly. And it would just be a walk on. I was just talking to Bob Rivers recently and. You know, he reminded me, he goes, hey, remember that contest we had where I got that walk-on part on Star Trek?
Oh, he did not.
Enterprise.
Remember that thing that you wanted that I got and it was awesome? I do.
Wasn't that great?
Arguably, it didn't come out quite like that, but I told him I was, you know, watching Enterprise. I said, hey, I just got done binge-watching Enterprise. He goes, oh, that show that I was on? I'm like, okay, great. Thanks for bringing that up.
Did you hang up on him after that?
I really should have, but he was too busy showing me his really big and awesome backyard, so.
Oh, backyard, okay.
Yeah. Backyard?
Didn't know where you were going there.
Right? I was like, ooh, I didn't know that about Bob.
What about Bob?
BJ.
All right. You know, honestly, I feel like, you know, if it's not pork pies or riding it out, I really feel like, you know what, maybe you should be in porn, Steve. Instead, maybe that should be your...
That's not going to happen, man.
You could be the Breaking Bad porn parody.
Yeah, yes!
Call it Breaking Bed.
Breaking Bed, nice.
Starring Migs.
Yeah, babe, I got some good news and some bad news.
Then you
the
can
good
wear
news
like-
is all the money we're going to make. The bad news, you got to share this dong.
Boy, I wonder if that really will break her heart.
It would.
Yeah, you sure? Yeah. She's like, oh, wait, someone else has got to worry about that? Okay. There's two ways that could go.
I'm going to think glasses half full on this one.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got a woman that got arrested because of a slushie. Yep. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:19. On The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the major report. And today's the day. Ah, we can skip today. Today's National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Boring. Oh, wow. All right.
Why don't you mix it with like some extra like heaping of butter or something awesome
or
on it?
Deep fry them.
Or deep fry them.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's National Tempura Day. It's also National Apple Strudel Day, so you can enjoy an apple.
Strudel.
A strudel.
Oh, strudel's good.
Yeah. Not bad at all. Better than vegetables, I tell you.
Truth. Oh, but again, batter fried, you get the pakoras at an Indian restaurant. Oh, nice.
I still need to try one of those. I've never had a pakora.
Oh, you haven't had a pakora?
No. I always just go with the naan bread.
Whoa. You like tempura, right?
Of course. I'm an American.
Wow. Well, pakoras are basically, look, the flavoring and the preparation is definitely different, but it's like, it's like an Indian tempura.
Okay. I'm not opposed to it. It sounds delicious. I just have never gotten around to trying it.
Wow.
All right, I'll wait. I'll have my virgin pakora when we go get Karma together.
Oh, I know. Aww. I gotta go. I gotta go all the way to Puyallup.
That's why it probably won't happen. All right.
Yeah.
Fair. I know. Maybe I'll just have it myself this weekend.
All right, then.
All right. Well, we go from vegetables and pakoras to slushies. Let's head on over to Northeast Ohio, where a woman who's 44 years old went to a McDonald's, and this happened on Monday morning, and she wanted a slushie. Here's the thing, though. She wanted all the flavors mixed into one.
Oh.
So I don't know anything about McDonald's slushies. I didn't even know they had slushies until this morning when I read this story, but apparently they do. They have three flavors: strawberry watermelon, pink lemonade, and blue raspberry.
Ooh.
All
right.
All three sound really good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you should mix them together.
I think I'm leaning towards the strawberry watermelon personally, but hey, everyone does things differently, including her. She wanted all three. The employees are like, look, we can't mix them all together. And that's when she just lost it. She flipped out. She walked around the counter. She started screaming profanities. She punched the female manager.
Oh,
she pulled the manager's mask off as well.
Wow.
At one point, she even apologized, but then goes back to the slushy machine and then also punches another employee in the face. That employee then freaks out on her. A guy's recording the whole thing on his cell phone. The cops show up. And, of course, we have the audio, BJ. Let's check it out.
Don't touch my phone.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, they called her. She was arrested.
Wow.
Here's the crazy part. If you watch the video, I believe Dana White's going to sign one of those McDonald's employees to a contract, because that girl, she just unloaded on the crazy woman that was losing her mind about the Slurpees.
Yeah, I'm watching the video. You got to check it out on the BJ Mix page of KISW.com. You're right. Dana White needs to get on the phone stat.
She connected more than the Paul brother did on Mayweather. It was impressive, man.
Yeah, Logan could really, he could learn a couple things.
What is going on in your day that you decide to lose your mind over slushies?
Yeah, dude, you're absolutely right. There's a couple of screws that need to be retightened.
Although, and I'm not siding with her, but it doesn't look all that difficult to mix all three, if you ask me. They're all just kind of right there with little nozzles. I'm not saying that they need to, but, I feel like Burger King probably would have done it, because they did things your way.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Do it your way.
Or just go to 7-Eleven and do what we used to do. Make your own.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe McDonald's is going to have to rethink their slushy policy.
It is. It's just so bizarre, the hills that people die on.
Right? Of all things.
Yeah. I mean, you got arrested over a slushy. How do you not look like an idiot?
You attacked people. Multiple people. And then got your ass handed to you over a slushy.
Yeah, man.
Now, if it was like they were out of sweet and sour packets, I could understand that, but
sweet and sour packets, you throw down for that.
So I don't know how much it's going to cost her to get out and all the crap that she probably could have bought three slushies and then just mixed them herself.
That's a good point.
Sometimes people need problem solvers next to them.
Yeah.
The problem solver.
You're the troublemaker, but I'm the problem solver.
That's what it is.
Oh, man. This story cracks me up because it happened in my old neck of the woods, and that's Brooklyn, New York. Somebody bought a garbage bag filled with marijuana and brought it to the top of a building in Brooklyn. He's 29 years old. He apparently is a drug dealer. Shocking. He was trying to sell 19 pounds of weed for $20,000.
Whoa.
But I guess things went south because the customers pulled out some guns, started attacking him. They tried to steal the bag. So what did he do? He threw the bag off the roof, and it started raining weed in the streets of Brooklyn.
It's raining weed. Hallelujah.
So the bag slams onto the sidewalk. A bunch of the weed pops out, and all the pedestrians look, and they're just like, Christmas came early. Woo! And everyone just starts taking all the weed. The guy was taken to the hospital. The police are looking for the people that robbed him. But that's just insane. Imagine just walking around. I mean, we had that happen in Chicago where a little bag of weed landed in our feet.
Oh, yeah. That was a magical day.
I still think it was somebody who was on a bus and they were just trying to get rid of their... Maybe like a cop got on the bus or something. I don't know what it was, but somebody threw it off the bus and it just so happened to fly in the air and then land in our feet.
It was divine weed vertvention, if I can say that word.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, it's like, let's go play the lottery. We're very lucky.
Woo!
You know who's not lucky is the Mariners. They lost 7-2 yesterday to the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good news. They're done now taking on the Twins, even though they won a couple games from them. And bad news. They're off to take on here at home. The Tampa Bay Rays, who are in first place.
Oh, whoa. Well, you know what? They could do me a couple of favors if they can beat those Rays.
That would be good for you and your stupid Red Sox, right?
That's right, buddy.
Hey, that's great. So it's a...
Yeah, oh, man. Who do you root for?
Of course I root for the Mariners.
You got to root for the Mariners. Come on, do it, buddy.
Stanley Cup semifinals happening yesterday in the playoffs. You got Montreal taking on Vegas. Big win for Montreal. They were able to hold off Vegas. They had a 3-1 lead, and Vegas scored late in the game to make it 3-2, and they were really pressing, but they were able to shut them down, and the series is now tied at one game apiece. Tonight, you got the Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's at 5 p.m., and that series also tied at one game apiece. In the world of the NBA basketball, man, sometimes you got to just wait until the game's over before you start talking smack on Twitter, especially if you're running the Twitter account for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, whoa.
They were up 22 points at halftime. So whoever runs their Twitter account decided to have some fun and was joking, made a sarcastic tweet about feeling tired, the team feeling tired. Even said, is this when we're supposed to feel tired with a score update and all that kind of stuff? Here's the problem. Second half, they choked and gave up the lead and ended up losing the game.
Wow. Whoops. Boy, I wonder if people believe in superstition. I'd be so mad at that Twitter dude.
He might need to take the day off.
Yeah.
He or she. 76ers are the only team to blow an 18-point lead in back-to-back playoff games in the last 25 seasons.
Wow.
So I think the social media account is probably the least of their problems.
That's a good point.
As far as weather, we got 75 degrees. It's going to be nice, sunny. Thanks to Kia Puyol for giving us the major report, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In Watchmen, what is the prominent color of Dr. Manhattan?
Blue.
Yes.
His dong is blue.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Big and blue.
Yeah. Well, if you're taking anything from the movies, at least it's that.
That's all he knows.
Yep.
You want
How could
shot
you forget that?
Yeah, well,
good
I
point.
Mean, all of them is blue, that's for sure. But yeah, you remember that his dong is blue. I think that's important.
In the world of iconic dongs, it's Mr. Manhattan and Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, okay, Dr. Manhattan. He's a doctor.
Yeah,
He went to school and all.
Okay, he was off hours, that's why. All
right. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.